This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
I'm going to destroy Colbert in the next segment.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
I'm going to go to Colbert and his sickening attacks on the president and how he preys on his servile audience. Then we're going to get Tommy Robinson on, who's exposing the whole jihad invasion that's taking place. We got so much more, but first, with all the new terror attacks happening today from Australia to Paris, France, here is a clip from Tommy Robinson, UK government housing radical jihadists on your streets.
The aim of these videos is to radicalize people. It's to brainwash people. It's clean their brain of the filth of the kuffar.
So, what we have is five doors down here. Another the government of housed one of the country's most extreme radical Muslims.
The act that the homosexuals do, that act is something that Allah says. And anyone that gets caught doing that act, they will be punished.
And what's the punishment?
Well, one of them is obviously chucking them off high buildings.
You said throw people off buildings.
Is that extreme? And that much of a potential jihadist and terrorist that the government seized his passport to stop him going to fight for ISIS in Syria. Now, they seem more concerned about people in Syria getting hurt than they do about English people. Because if you have a look here, look where they've housed him. That's a primary school. They've housed one of the country's worst and potential jihadists five doors from a children's primary school. Now, I don't know how much Theresa May, well, I keep hearing Amber Rudd, you keep saying, we're all going to be all right, everything's going to be all right, get back to normal, life is normal. What do you mean life is normal? There's dead kids in Manchester. You're housing terrorists next to a children's school. You're housing terrorist supporters next to a children's school. Not yours, children. They don't cross paths with you. You drive around in bulletproof cars, okay? There are children, there are kids, there are families. And you can put, you think you can just put them at risk like this. The potential risk, what we find with every terrorist attack, we find that the man that's committed it was known to MI5. They were watching him at some point. Just like this man is. This man is one of 3,000 who are monitored 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We have another 20,000 would be jihadists in our country that we simply can't afford to monitor all the time. But this is one of the worst. He has a police guard outside his house. He has cameras, okay? That's only come for the last day because they're aware that I'm trying to track him down. Usually there's no police guard there. How easy it would be for him to walk out of there with a knife and target them kids? How easy is that? You think you can stop that? If you're a parent and your children go to this school, how do you feel that the risk that they've been put at? The potential risk that's just there. Just there. The potential risk. And to our government, if you're going to continue to think you can hide these men, we're going to find them. We're going to find them because the general public need to be aware of the threat. They need to be aware of the risk. If you've got kids in that school, you deserve to know how extreme and that man
is. That's right, it's beyond a sex offender.
If we look at how big our problem is,
that's dangerous.
We have 3,000 Muslims on 24-hour day, 7-day a week watch, but up to 20,000 more radicals that we simply don't have the resources to watch. That's up to 23, 25,000 people. Okay? Even if we wanted to raid them and arrest them and bring them all in, that would take hundreds of thousands of police officers. It would take months and months and months. That's how bad the problem is now. Now. You wouldn't house a paedophile next to a school. Don't house a terrorist supporter. With what we've seen now, with the attacks we've seen, what our government should have been doing, what we should have been hearing from you on our news, is that you're rounding up every ISIS supporter. You're rounding them up and interning them. You're getting them off our streets. Not walking, crossing paths with us. Whose mum wants to queue up and live next door to these men? We have to live next door to them. It's not right. I don't know how much more you think as a government English men are going to tolerate. When their children are being blown up, it sort of steps it up to a next level. At some point in the future, you're going to create a monster. You're going to create a monster because you need to intern these men. You need to take them off our streets. You need to protect our people. You need to protect our children, which you're failing at. You're failing at. And when people can no longer rely on the police, when they can no longer rely on the government or the system, people will endeavor to seek their own justice.
The full video is on Rebel Media. It's on InfoWars. Tommy Robinson is on fire. Absolute veritas. True from the heart. That's teleprompter free. That's strength. That's truth. And that is our salvation, being honest about the cancer we brought into our midst. And why would the elite do this?
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Imbrix Essentials, that's my middle name. I've spent 7 years off and on trying to get a big national brand that's already trusted to let us private label an entire line of personal care products that's organic, high quality. This is one of the top three selling organic brands in the country that puts out high quality organic shampoo, mouthwash, you name it. And they're such patriots, they have let us basically keep their well-known packaging. It is an answer to prayer, and because we're cutting out the middleman, 20% off retail, sign up for auto ship, an additional 25% off. It's all there. The body wash, the shampoo, the deodorant, the mouthwash, all of it is truly game-changing. It is the exact same product, just the name is different, Imrix Essentials, and it's on average 20% off what it would be in stores, buying it directly from InfoWarsStore.com. Help us win the InfoWar while getting products everybody needs. InfoWarsLife.com, where you'll find the entire line of Imrix Essentials.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
It's also what happens when you listen to the radio host, Alex Jones, who claims that 9/11 and the Oklahoma City bombings were inside jobs. I don't know what happens in somebody's mind or how dark their heart must be to say things like that.
The Russians ran an extensive information war campaign against my campaign to influence voters in the election. And then they began to weaponize them. And they began to have some of their allies within the internet world, like InfoWars, take out pieces and begin to say the most outrageous, outlandish, absurd lies you can imagine.
But Trump doesn't challenge these lies. He actually went on Jones's show and said, "Your reputation is amazing. I will not let you down."
And he hasn't let us down.
On corruption, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
That was Hillary last week saying that InfoWars in part lost her the election. Lady, your own campaign head said you lost the election. The Clinton name, we're sick of you. We're sick of Jeb Bush. Jeb Bush was polling in single digits for most of the campaign, but he got most of the money in the first half of it. This is a joke. Bill Clinton, Jerry Epstein's Lolita Express, Wiener and the child sexting garbage. And by the way, we broke all that, and they know it, and they can't stand it. It's in the emails, sweetheart, how you want to keep us dumb and in the dark and hopeless, and how much you hate us. We know you're a monster. You chose as a lawyer to represent pedophiles, child kidnappers, and child rapists that raped little girls so hard their insides came out. I've had those little girls on air that are women now. And Hillary's on tape saying she knew the clients were guilty, and she laughed about it. What type of woman represents men that grab 11-year-old girls off their bicycles in Arkansas, and then, what, six men rape them and beat them? So hard, their insides come out. That's Hillary Clinton. Remember that. No, I don't say horrible things, lady. I report on who you are. And all the wars and all the jihadists you backed in Serbia, taking over Serbia, taking over southern Serbia, Kosovo. And all the other evil things you've done, you're a monster. And you've had some of your top campaign people caught chipping in kids out of Haiti. And then they changed their name and still run children relief funds. And then we flew aircraft there. We documented first last year. The UN kidnapping thousands of children, killing hundreds. The AP, months after we reported it, came out and confirmed it all. And that's why they hate us. So anybody that supports these people, just remember what side you're on. She says, I have a dark heart. Lady. You're a joke. I was offered $1 million, $3 million, $10 million, which is nothing. Over a decade ago, in repeated offers to go be the next Rush Limbaugh, they told me the whole plan, basically, to be Glenn Beck before I said no, and they went in a year and had Glenn Beck ready. And they went and had him study me to be the new Alex Jones. That's why he hates me so much. Think of the level of these people. Oh, guess what? You failed. You didn't stop anything. In fact, your counterfeit only brought more people to me. It's like the invasion of the body snatchers. You didn't get the transfer done on time. Didn't go the way you wanted it to go, did it? And the reason I make it about Alex Jones is that they've made it about me, and they think that they're having a referendum on news and nationalism and information on me. And they think the fact that I'm real, they think the fact that I don't back down, that I tell it like it is some form of weakness. And it's my strength. And it's your strength to not care what they think or care what they say. They're so radical in Hollywood that they want to teach elementary students about being different sexes. I mean, if parents did that, you'd say they were mentally ill or try to screw their kid up. But if the government does it, it's okay. Think of all the... I've got stacks of news here where they're teaching at universities that being white is inherently evil and that white genocide is needed. I'm not even looking for these stories. I didn't even go through all my stacks today. I ran into three articles about them teaching white genocide at colleges. The lady that they just arrested for reportedly, allegedly leaking hacked information as a federal contractor. The Intercept, who I think are good guys overall, reportedly didn't know that printer paper all has codes on it for at least 30 years. Secret Service claimed they wanted that to find counterfeit bills. And she got caught. It's on Infowars.com. Jailed NSA leaker. Being white is terrorism. That's right. Yes. I mean, talk about not being a winner. That's her last name. Jailed NSA leaker. Being white is terrorism. Isn't that just amazing? Paul Watson has an article on it. There's a bunch of other articles. And then I've broken down the fact Trump must seize control of the rogue government agencies that are completely out of control and leaking seven ways to Sunday And she reportedly, allegedly, is just one of these people. And I have stacks of this where I can't, I'm not even looking for this news. Look at this report. Swedish woman proved their tolerance by having sex with refugees. That's in mainstream German newspapers and Swedish newspapers. Talk about new meaning to the term Stockholm Syndrome. And we've shown you the video here, the edited video. We can't show the actual coitus of these women. Swedish particularly go to these anti-racism concerts put on by Islamic hip-hop groups. And the women literally get grabbed, the men hold them down, and then run a train on them where 10, 15, 20 men rape her till, again, they're bleeding everywhere. And you see the faces of these women while they're being raped because the guys are videotaping it. The total horror and the dismay, it looks like something out of hell. They just can't believe it's happening. And, I mean, should we show the footage behind me on the screen again? Because we just have the women's faces blown up. We ought to run that every day. Just their faces, they look around in horror as the men, two men holding each arm, each leg, their legs spread all the way back, and the Islamists just rape, 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 rape. No feminists talk about it. No liberals talk about it. Nobody covers it because you don't do that. You tell Western men that they're not good. You tell Western men that they're evil. You tell Western men they're bad because they have a conscience, whether they be black, white, Hispanic, of Arabic descent. You tell people of Arabic descent, and they're Christians, low crime rate, no terror, one of the highest levels of money making, you name it. You take them that are Islamic, horrible record. Because it's the culture. He says it, nature, nurture. The culture of Islam is evil. White Muslims in Chechnya do horrible things, some of the worst. And I don't want to just go off on some jag about Muslims. I was against the Iraq war because it was going to go in and take out a secular country and put in a radical system. But now the dam's broken, now that they're here. Now there's thousands of known jihadis and hundreds of ongoing plots. Scotland Yard says they're not allowed to stop people they know are planning terror attacks. And then I get Stephen Colbert making jokes about Trump coming out and saying it's a travel ban. The president has that power in the law. Rogue courts have blocked him. His surrogates come out and say it's not a travel ban because they're hoping to play along with the lawyers. And Trump's like, it is a travel ban. And they're going to keep killing people. These are from failed states that don't even have real passports. You'd be insane to let people in from Somalia. It is the best case. Point to show. Next is Libya. Next is Sudan. These are literal insane asylums where women are kept in cages. These people, it's like taking a crazy caveman out of some crazy death cult from another era and teleporting them into the middle of Los Angeles or New York City. It's insane. And they don't reform. They crap on the sidewalk right in front of you. Good Lord. And Trump has responded by saying, no, it is a travel ban. When we come back, I'm going to play that. Just briefly, we have Mr. Robbins, who's amazing, joining us from over in the UK, who's been witnessing all this and been warning of it, was put in jail for years and beaten up because he criticized Muslims. I mean, they have laws. You can't even criticize. They're God men. But now that's starting to change. So Tommy Robinson joining us, author of Enemy of the State. We should carry that book. It's been sold out for months. A new shipment of BioTrue Selenium is now available at InfoWarsLife.com. And if you are deficient in selenium or you're taking synthetic selenium, I'm telling you it is such a life changer to take it. It goes with the high-quality X2 Deep Earth Crystal Iodine like a horse and carriage. All of these are essential. It's back in stock, 25% off out of the gates. Our one-of-a-kind InfoWars Life BioTrue Selenium formula is now back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com. This is the true selenium formula that has rocked the pharmaceutical industry to its core. Nearly every other selenium supplement on the market is produced with synthetic selenium, but BioTrue Selenium is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. The effects of the essential trace mineral selenium are well known, from producing, supporting the thyroid gland, immune system, the DNA production, and eyesight. BioTrue Selenium is also the perfect supercharger for survival shield X2 nascent iodine, and they both support healthy thyroid. How many other systems? 25% off. 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. And your support is absolutely needed. We also have the new Z-Shield toxic metal and chemical defense support. Excellent. It's 25% off as well. We make it very easy to support the InfoWars.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lautinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I got to say, they're amazing.
Thank
Anyone
you.
Who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I've got the body armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the type of listener that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest.
That's amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt a week. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew. And I just want to, I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win. InfoWarsLife.com.
I love sporting events. The atmosphere, the crowd. I even enjoy waiting in line because while I'm standing next to you, the RFID scanner in my pocket is capturing your personal information. From debit and credit cards, even your apartment building key. So you'll still be paying for this game long after it's over.
Every 2 seconds, someone is a victim of identity fraud. This Father's Day, protect dad from crimes he can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in all dad's favorite styles. Bifold, trifold, and even front pocket wallets and money clips. ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over 10 years ago. ID Stronghold wallets look great and even cost about the same as wallets in most stores.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold.
For Father's Day, go to IDStronghold.com and get a free mini wallet with purchase of any wallet order over $20.
IDStronghold.com.
When it comes to the success of your small business, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? It may not sound like a lot of money, but it's enough to turn 500 strangers into 500 connections. All it takes is the right business card. Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. You heard right, 500 business cards for $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card, but don't let the price fool you. Vistaprint uses only carefully selected inks and paper stocks, so you're satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed every time for any reason. You'll find dozens of designs that are just right for your business at Vistaprint, and you can add your logo and contact information with just a few clicks. It's never been easier to turn strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint and start today because this offer won't last forever. Get your 500 business cards for just $9.99 at Vistaprint.com. Use promo code 1414 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1414.
Is an actor who has 19 writers, 17 of which are men, but he lectures us all day how America's sexist and bad, but Islam's good. And he makes little, you know, little jokes all day about how Trump doesn't like women and all this other made-up stuff, but never talks about Epstein and his Lolita Express and the pedophilia He makes jokes about Uma Abedin and stuff. I've said when her husband, you know, is pled guilty to his you know, pedophile-type behavior, was a sex offender. So just everything with Colbert is about deception and about his writers trying to prey on the American people. I mean, this is literal psychological warfare aimed at you and your family. And he sits there and attacks the president for infrastructure like the president's putting us down. The United States has some of the worst railways in the world. We're worse than Mexico, worse than other third world countries. It's a fact. Our roads are falling apart in some areas. Our bridges are falling apart. This is a fact. Trump's trying to ram through the biggest infrastructure spending ever, and that'll actually create jobs, too. It's a win-win. It's one of the purest forms of things that government can really do that work. Something good that Roosevelt did. I give him credit for that. I mean, this works, okay? This is a Roosevelt-type deal. So I call Trump the real liberal, the blue-collar billionaire. And he makes a big joke about it that, oh, and he won't tell us what country it is because we don't want those countries and companies to know we want it because we want to bid and get a better deal on it. He knows it's going to cost a lot of money to get this, these systems. But they go, oh, but he'll tell the Russians everything. What, that there were laptop bombs 2 months after it was on the news? That's another lie. So when you know everything Colbert's saying is written by writers, sentence by sentence, crafted in boardrooms every day for hours on how to deceive you. He then reads off a teleprompter, and everybody talks about what a genius he is. It's sick. So here's the president. There's Colbert. Very excited.
Trump is still trying to push his Muslim travel ban. Remember, he had that executive order he signed, showed everybody, and then that was struck down in court. Then it was rewritten to be a little softer, and then it was struck down again. Well, now a revised version is headed to the Supreme Court. And the administration's only chance of winning is not calling it a travel ban. Tell them why, Sean.
It's not a travel ban, because when we use words like travel ban, that misrepresents what it is.
Got it. Okay. So this thing should get approved by the Supreme Court as long as nobody calls it a travel ban. People, the lawyers, and the courts can call it whatever they want, but I am calling it what we need and what it is, a travel ban.
Because I'm going to go back to the travel ban a little bit later. We have two clips. We play the travel ban, but it's all bull. These are countries, failed states, again, Somalia, Libya, that our governments have helped fail, the Democratic Party particularly, and then now they're coming here and killing people, and then he's making fun of the president because he is being truthful. He's not spinning like his press secretary. That's refreshing. It is a travel ban on those failed states because they're not real countries. Islamists, crazies, are they giving passports to known terrorists? Now back to infrastructure. Our infrastructure is falling apart. And the air traffic controller systems we have are admittedly some of the worst in the world. It's a crisis. Trump wants to fix that. And so he's a bad guy. Here it is.
The White House announced today that they're kicking off Infrastructure Week. It's like Shark Week, except American infrastructure might actually kill you.
Oh. Exactly. A week of focusing on our infrastructure, a week of innovating America. We used to be about that, Colbert, not about worshiping Hollywood nobodies like you. Let's finish up.
And it started with Trump's plan to turn the air traffic control functions of the FAA into a nonprofit corporation. Although, to be fair, any company Trump runs eventually is a nonprofit.
Really, our economy is exploding. That's job numbers since 1984. Huge stock market.
Trump fans here, and Donald Trump defended the plan.
We're proposing reduced wait times, increased route efficiency, and far fewer delays. Our plan will get you where you need to go more quickly, more reliably, more affordably.
Plus more leg room and the whole can of apple juice.
That's right there. And then they go on to attack him and make it a big joke that, you know, America's just fine, our infrastructure's great, and you know how dare Trump be putting it down. I mean this is just, they will attack anything and everything he does. $3 trillion in the stock market, hundreds of billions of new jobs, millions of new people getting jobs, people having hope again, and they're there trying to kill it at every step of the way because they hate America. Hollywood and the East Coast elite
Alex
are disconnected.
And the GCN Radio Network.
Space aliens. I mean, they're equivalent to space aliens. They're from another planet.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield. InfoWarsLife.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
What we are looking at, good and evil,
right and wrong, a new world order.
A new world order.
We see more religion of peace celebrations. Mexicans like to eat enchiladas and have fun and shoot fireworks and drink tequila and beer on their holidays and hit piñatas. And, well, if you talk about white folks around here, we'd like doing the same thing on holidays or 4th of July, same thing. Eat enchiladas or hamburgers or steaks and shoot fireworks off in the air. And pretty much everybody else, like you go to Thailand or you go to China, or you go to Russia, or you go to Brazil, you go to Japan. They like doing the same thing on their holidays. It's pretty much the same deal. Get together, eat food, have a few drinks, light some lanterns off, shoot them up the sky, whatever. Not with Islam. Why, during the month of Ramadan, we always see tens of thousands of Christians killed all over the world, hundreds and hundreds killed in the West. And so George Soros and the UN, they had a plan. They said, just bring them in mass. Bring the folks in that can't even live with each other in peace in their own countries. And everything will turn out just wonderfully. And now we've got people taken hostage in Australia by people screaming, this is for Allah. So I guess they got tired of Allah Akbar. Now it's, this is for Allah. And the same thing happened with this attack on a cop with a hammer. So the cop's hurt and the jihadi's been shot. You've got the London Bridge and the Lion of London Bridge, the guy that took on the three guys. They come in, they start stabbing everybody. And one guy, they call him a football hooligan, 47-year-old guy gets up and starts fighting him until the police get there. And he gets stabbed in the neck and stabbed in the chest and stabbed in the arms. And some liberals are calling for him to be arrested for a hate crime. I'm not kidding. They charge you in England if you fight back. In fact, our guest, who is a hero, ladies and gentlemen, has been put in jail before. Tommy Robbins of the Rebel.media on Twitter, T. Robbins, New Era, amazing guy. Everybody loves him. I remember thinking he was a radical 10 years ago when I first learned about him. Paul Watson, of course, really introduced him to me on air, show how ignorant I am the last few years. Actually started following his work. Thank God he now actually makes documentaries and does news. We can see who he is, not what the media says about him. And this is all part of a process as we all learn how lied to we've been and how we want to be politically correct, even if we're libertarians. We want to try to live and let live. Well, if people don't want to live and let live with us, it's suicide to go along with it. And so I'm done. The greatest victims of Islam, are the people in it. And folks across the UK are fed up with it. So he joins us more and more, unfortunately. Used to be every month that there'd be a terror attack. It'd be on. Now it's every couple days. In the UK, we almost just forget about him. And that's what Khan, the mayor, said. Don't let Trump come, he said today. He's the problem. And he said, we should just get used to these terror attacks. And then it's no big deal. And then it's not Islam. That's the London Stand mayor that said if the Brexit doesn't let more Muslims in, he'll just block it. Himself, he'll block the government and just bring them in. He's in sedition. But he's the good cop, bad cop thing. So Tommy Robbins joins. He has a new video. He goes to these mosques where they're radicalizing these very people. He confronts them. He shows where they live. People that are calling for jihad of the death live right next to schools. And that's what Muslims target, the weakest. They want it to be the most heinous, like Genghis Khan would do. He wasn't a Muslim, but the same thing, because it creates a terror. It drives you out. That's what the Prophet Muhammad said you should do. Peace be upon him, because there's the peace of total submission. So the religion of peace strikes again, but again, none of this has anything to do with Islam. So Tommy Robbins, just crazy to see this unfolding.
Hi, Alex.
Where do you want to begin? Because give us the numbers, the facts. What's going on, the numbers? 500 ongoing plots, Scotland Yard says. Is that accurate?
500 open investigations to plots. Three plots which you've seen, which was the Westminster attack by Khalid Massoud, the most recent one, London Bridge, and then the attack on the children's concert in Manchester, and five failed attempts in the last 3 months. We have over 3,000 Muslims on 24-hour day, 7-day-a-week watch that are a potential threat to us, and we have up to 23,000 to 25,000 Muslims who are on the terror watch. That's the reality of where we're at. Terrorism offences go up 60% every year. So what we need to understand, and everyone needs to understand, is this problem's not getting better. I remember David Cameron, after Lee Rigby was beheaded, a member of our military, on the streets of London, David Cameron set up a government task force. He come out the next day, like Theresa May's just done, he come out with this big speech about, we will now combat this extremism. We have this five-year plan. I remember sitting there at the time saying, it's going to be a lot worse in 5 years, because you still have not even named the problem. You haven't identified the problem. Now, in that 5 years, whilst David Cameron had this big plan, in that 5 years, four times as many Muslims joined ISIS than have ever signed up to the British military. We've allowed in excess of 500 of them who have been trained in Syria. They've been out there already. They've been raping, pillaging, murdering. They're now back, walking around our streets. I've actually been looking at the whereabouts, trying to find some of them this week. One of them is working in a car park as a car park attendant at a hospital in the UK. The most recent, that video that you're showing there, that most recent video, that man's name is Abu Halima. Okay? He's one of the most radical extremists in our country. He was working as a bus driver, Alex, a bus driver in London. So at any point that he wanted to ram that bus into wherever he could have. But obviously, the government's put him on a watch list, one of the top watch lists. They know he's a threat. So they're fully aware of what a threat he is to us.
Why don't we get him a jet pilot's license? Maybe he can fly 777s.
This is how ludicrous. It doesn't sound believable, does it? They also gave him... They also went into his house and they seized his passport because they knew he was going to try and fight jihad in Syria. So when you take away a Muslim's passport, you prevent him from going. We know he wants to fight jihad. That is leaving a ticking time bomb waiting to explode. Now, as we've seen recently, it's exploding on children. And most recently, innocent women sitting having a restaurant in London have had knives ploughed into their neck. Okay? Now, so we know this man's a danger. And when I track him down and find out where he is, they've housed him in a lovely area with our money next to our kids in a school. So even I understand, because there was an attack after the last Westminster Bridge attack. There was another attack stopped where they've been following this Muslim for 3-4 months and they followed him and he had a bag full of knives and he just got to Parliament where he was just about to attack someone and they jumped out and arrested him. Yeah. So in those circumstances, yeah, okay, you can monitor them and arrest them. Where he lives, he has to climb over his back garden and he's in the children's playground. You can't stop that. They cannot stop that. So the danger they're putting us in as a public is an absolute liberty that the government are doing this. These men, that especially the ones who've been fighting for ISIS, all the ones on the terror watch list, what you find out again, one of these London Bridge attackers was a failed asylum seeker. What's he doing here? What is he doing here? Not only is he a failed asylum seeker, one of the other ones appeared on a documentary 12 months ago called The Jihadi Next Door. They're walking around our streets.
So let's be clear. They're launching more and more attacks. ISIS said 3 years ago, we're going to flood Europe and the UK with millions. And inside those millions of refugees, we have hundreds of thousands of operatives. And then we're going to have the sleeper cells activate. And we see exponentially them activating here, Europe, Australia, Russia. And when Russia gets bombed, our media actually goes, oh, you're bad, you deserve it. I mean, there is like an alliance with the left and Islam that you and others have been exposing for a long time. David Horowitz, you name it. And they're in the news. And then I have media say, I'm a conspiracy theorist. Jones believes Europe is knowingly bringing in ISIS. When Merkel and others advertise, come here, put you up in government housing, pay for you, put you in nice areas, kick pensioners out of their Section 8 housing in Sweden, in Germany, in Denmark, in Finland. I mean, you cannot... In Italy, there's countless footage of old people and stuff being thrown out of their houses, hotels being the paying customers thrown out, and asylum seekers that have been shuttled in on George Soros boats, literally, from the coast of Libya, brought into the country. What is the master plan, A? Then B, where do you see this going? Because I said this in the last hour, and I said it to create a controversy. I said, people that are known ISIS fighters that have killed people, that have raped women, that have murdered, they all post videos of it. Why are you letting them back in? Why are you giving them government jobs? Why are you putting police cars outside their houses to, quote, protect them, like you just showed in the video we aired before you came on? It's on Infowars.com and on Rebel Media. When you look at this, I'm saying they should be tried for their crimes against humanity, just like Nazis at Nuremberg, they should be executed. And if they're convicted, I will kick the lever, saying I'm willing to stand up to them. I'm sick of this. You've got these guys 80% on welfare, literally wearing women's nightgowns, walking around wearing diapers, not working, usually weighing 400 pounds, bitching at everyone with their big greasy beards, just running around. I mean, it's disgusting, and it's a joke. And then there are women that are wearing hoods and are kept in cages at home, and I'm just sick of them. So I don't want violence. What I'm saying is they're bringing in violent groups. They've domesticated that out of a whole pub of like 100 people, one guy went and started trying to fight back, and then the media calls him a wild man. I mean, what planet are we on?
And the maddest part of all of that is that we're paying for them. We are actually paying for all of this ourselves. out of our taxpayers' money. We keep hearing, we're in an election campaign, there's an election on Thursday. We keep hearing about the shortage of police. Those 3,000 men, to monitor one of them, it costs £2 million, yeah? To monitor one of them a year. Now, it takes three sets of nine men each day to monitor them. That's 27 officers a day, times by 3,000. And we've got a shortage of police. We've got a shortage of money.
By the way, let's also talk about what percentage of the birth defects are Muslims' babies because of the inbreeding, and what percentage of the crime. I mean, it's like take the most barbarous, inbred, insane people, bring them into one of the most beautiful places, one of the freest places in the world, and turn it into a giant open sewer.
3% of Britain is Pakistani. 33% of all child defects are Pakistani. That's what we've imported. The cost, again, like I said, the terrorism, all of these things, but the cost to our country, when we're going without, when old people are going out, when everyone's moaning about the cutbacks and the financial the financial problems that the country's having, and then we look at what money we're spending, which we, even when you go on about the inbreeding, why? Where's 2017? We're fully aware of the problems when a cousin marries a cousin. Why are we allowing upwards of, I think it's upwards to 70% in one city in England called Bradford, upwards of 70% of them are married to first cousins. Why are we allowing this? Well, we know why it happens, because Muhammad did it. So because the Prophet Muhammad did it, and we know that everything he did was perfect, then if he married his cousin, you can marry his cousin. If he said sleep with marry a six-year-old and rape her when she's nine, you can. All the problems, again, all the problems come back. Even when we look at the thoughts of the British Muslim community, we see that 66% of them would not report on another Muslim who was going to fight or join ISIS, terrorism. 66%. Now, why is that? That's because of the scripture in the Quran that tells them they can never side or go against a Muslim because they'll end up in hellfire.
And by the way, tell us about this guy that has police protection you just showed a few days ago. He's walking around on the video saying, what do you do to gays? I throw them off buildings. I mean, this guy is saying he wants to do all this, and he's not even from the UK, and they won't get rid of him.
Obviously, we had to cut that video in certain bits, but there's also things he says where he basically admits that, I support ISIS. Basically, sits there and admits. So when he had there was no police protection there until I went to his house. Yeah? So once I've gone to his house, which is when I spoke to the police officer, I said, sorry, let me get this clear. Yesterday, you weren't sat here. So if he wanted to walk out of his house and he's a danger, which we know he is, to any of the people living on this road or any of those school children in that playground, you weren't here. The police, you were not here to protect us. But now that I'm here, here you are to protect him. Do you know how insane that is? Do you know how ridiculous that is? And again, this is us paying for it. Why? You know how hard it is to get a British police officer in the UK? It's for crimes. And here they are guarding an ISIS-supporting scumbag terrorist who should not even be breathing the same air as us. That's where we're at. And it's so frustrating because this isn't a one-off. This is happening across our country. They are literally housing jihadists next to our schools with our kids. And we're supposed to. And when you say, where is it leading? I don't wish for anything, but I have to, in all honesty, my phone has not stopped. And it's not stopped with every sort of character across the whole country who is demanding some sort of action and some sort of path or some sort of guidance in what to do. And what they're going to do, and I say it in that video, you're going to create a monster, because when the police fail and the state and the system fails to protect its citizens, which it's doing now, right now, it fails. There's no argument about it. They have got blood on their hands. That most recent attack, if they didn't listen to what we've been asking them, if they didn't listen to the laws we've been demanding them to implement for almost a decade, then these people would be alive. That's it. There's no ifs and buts.
Let me expand on where you think this is going to go, because look at Paris. They're reporting that their tourism's down by half the last few years, 80% on the decade. I sent a crew there last year. There were no-go zones all over the place. We went to Brussels, Belgium. No-go zones everywhere. The Muslims are so aggressive, so hateful, they won't give you service at restaurants, gas stations, taxi drivers more and more. There is a jihad on, and they admit that France is going bankrupt because of this, but they don't care. They won't stop. It's this commitment. So where is this going to go Because I've talked to so many folks we've had on from the UK, the fellow that caught the video of CNN doing the fake press conference with the Muslims saying they were sorry, which of course was all fake, because they don't do that. And he said him and his girlfriend won't go out now during Ramadan because they knew this would happen. And this is what's going on.
So the security and the stability that we enjoyed as a generation and the previous generation growing up, we're handing it away. So our children will not enjoy those freedoms. Our children in years to come, the simple things of going to a pop concert, which we take for granted, will not be the same for the next generation. People going out and enjoying themselves, people going out into bars, there will be an install of fear, and that comes down to strike fear into the heart of the disbeliever. Again, scripture in the Quran, 12:8.
That's why they target little girls, little boys. That's why they eat hearts. That's why they want to be as nasty as possible and have videos of six-year-old boys killing people, is to strike fear in our hearts and terrorize us into submission.
And terrorize us. I see we're not far off. I've been saying it for years. We weren't far off the young children. But also, just starting on the end of one road and going into the houses and killing every people in the road, yeah? Now, when they do that, to some point I believe they will, when they do that, the whole country, when they're going to bed that night, is a door locked. It's a door locked. Everyone will be worried. Everyone will be fearful.
Stay there. Let's talk about the time bomb. What you're warning of right now with Tommy Robinson.
It's been said any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
I love sporting events. The atmosphere, the crowd. I even enjoy waiting in line because while I'm standing next to you, the RFID scanner in my pocket is capturing your personal information. From debit and credit cards, even your apartment building key. So you'll still be paying for this game long after it's over.
Every 2 seconds, someone is a victim of identity fraud. This Father's Day, protect dad from crimes he can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in all dad's favorite styles. Bifold, trifold, and even front pocket wallets and money clips. ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over 10 years ago. ID Stronghold wallets look great and even cost about the same as wallets in most stores.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold.
For Father's Day, go to IDStronghold.com and get a free mini wallet with purchase of any wallet order over $20.
IDStronghold.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Again, let's get past Islam. The globalists are doing this by design. They admit it. The head of the UN Migration Group, who founded the EU, Peter Sutherland, says it's about ending Europeans' Europeanness. Well, if Europeans don't want to have kids, that's their issue. bring in, like I said, people from Latin America or something. I mean, they're compatible with Western civilization, not folks from Muslim countries, folks. I mean, this is crazy. We'll go back to Mr. Robinson here in just a moment. TheRebel.media is the great outfit he's with. And, of course, you can follow him on Twitter at T. Robinson New Era. And he also has his book, Enemy of the State. He should come on sometime just about what he's been through, what it's been like, how crazy it is. And then you know that's the model for Germany, the model for here. This is what we're going under. This is a plan. You can see the phases being brought in here. But before we go any further, please support the broadcast. We've got several new specials that we're running. We have BioTrue Selenium that's been sold out for 2-3 months. That is the purest selenium out there. And selenium is so important. Read about selenium deficiencies. Read about what true selenium does for your body. This is in a big glass bottle. It's full of capsules. It's from the mustard seed. It's totally organic, absolutely clean, 25% off, even though it's been sold out for a long time. And your purchase is completely and absolutely needed to be able to fund what we're doing here. We also have the Z-Shield that's got the Shilajit and the Zeolites, other things that are known to pull toxins out of your blood, out of your body. Very, very important. That's 25% off. You can read all the great reviews there. Infowarsstore.com or 888-253-3139. I want to thank you all for your support and your prayers. And, yes, I've been hardcore about all this, folks, because people are in a malaise. They're in a state of going along with this garbage. They are in a trance. We've got to shock them out of it before it explodes too big. So, Tommy Robinson, one of the main leaders globally, exposing the true threat of Islam, how it says in the Quran, lay low, act like you're nice till your numbers get big enough, then let attacks happen, play the part of the good cop to lull them in until your numbers are high enough. Where does this end if people don't stand up? But we're getting to the main point. When you warn folks about a blow up, how do you see this happening? What is the breaking point when the government disarms the people, then brings in an outside third world cult like piranha force who are now enforcing Sharia law on the streets, kidnapping little girls everywhere, murdering everybody? What do you do? I mean, what do you see coming?
I see us getting close to, I don't think the situation in France, I think England will be different. I can see a point where English men are going to react and react en masse. And I'd say by the phone calls I've been receiving a week that they're pushing the point close already. I don't see any. There is no reasonable solution to this, but the problems have imported. We all know that. So to get through this and to bring the change we need, there's going to be chaos either way. Because if we try to enforce the laws that we already have, which should be enforced upon that community, in order to bring about that change, there's going to be huge chaos from them, riots on mass levels. And if they ignore them, and they continue to allow it go this way, I can see them creating English bombers. That's what they're going to do. They're going to do that. And again, just I look at it as a father of three. It's just that there's no light at the end of the tunnel here for anyone. So when people get desperate like that, which is why I keep saying it's like they're forcing people down that path. That's how I see it. Until you address the issue and you show people hope, and when the system fails, Alex, I'll bring you back to a situation. So there's a situation in a city called Leicester. Leicester is just north of where I live. And this is the Sikh community. There was a young Sikh girl who was gang raped by Muslim men. So the family went to the police. The police actually just, like they used to always do, they refused to do anything. So then,
Tommy Robinson, stay there. We're back in 70 seconds. I'll go right to you to finish your story. Stay with us, folks. I'm Alex Jones.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days.